Hi, I'm Zan Barry. I'm a health educator at the Center for Health Promotion and Wellness at MIT Medical, and I'm also a yoga teacher. The Center for Health Promotion and Wellness created this relaxation CD so you can take a few minutes to clear your mind and restore your energy with these simple but effective relaxation practices. Let's begin with some restorative yoga. Begin by lying on the floor. Make sure you have some space between you and the person next to you. Use a towel or a mat for padding. Dim the lights if that's possible. Now let your arms relax alongside you, palms open toward the sky. Let your feet relax away from each other, about hip-width distance apart. As we begin our yoga practice, see if you can drop any storylines from your day or your week and just bring your awareness to the sound and feeling of your in-breath and your out-breath. Don't worry about achieving something or doing these exercises perfectly. Just come back to the sound and feeling of your in-breath and your out-breath. As thoughts begin to pop into your brain, and they will, see if you can let them float in and float out as though they were clouds passing overhead. No need to repress them. No need to indulge them. Just let them pass through and return to the sound and feeling of your breath as it enters your chest. Breathe in and out through your nose. As you inhale, breathe deep into the space below your belly button. As you exhale, let all the air empty from your lungs without force or struggle or strain. Inhale long through the nose and long exhale. Now inhale, and as you exhale, open your mouth and sigh, ha. Inhale and exhale, sigh, ha. And now imagine that your hips are like the base of a glass. Your collarbones up near your throat are like the top of the glass. The tops of your lungs extend all the way up under your collarbones. As you inhale, fill the glass from hips all the way to collarbones to the top of your lungs. As you exhale, empty the glass from collarbones down to hips. Inhale, fill the glass. Exhale, empty. Inhale, fill. Exhale, empty. Now inhale and pause halfway up. And now inhale the rest of the way up and pause at the top. Exhale, pause halfway down. Exhale and pause at the bottom of your out-breath. Inhale, pause halfway. Inhale the rest of the way and pause at the top. Exhale, pause halfway. Exhale completely and pause at the bottom. And now let the breath flow freely and naturally, each inhale just following naturally from the bottom of the last exhale. Breathing deeply. Let's stretch the hips. Bend your knees, put your feet flat on the floor. Cross your right ankle over your left knee. So that's right ankle over left knee. Flex your right foot, drawing the toes back. It looks kind of like a hockey stick. Now lift your left foot off the floor and hug your left knee in toward your chest, reaching your right arm through the space between your legs. Reach your left arm around the left leg. Interlace your fingers behind your left thigh and give that left knee a squeeze. Use your clasped hands to draw the left thigh toward your chest. And you can use your right elbow to gently nudge the right thigh away from you, opening through that right hip. Breathing into your thighs and your hips and your bones. Keep your head and shoulders relaxing down into the floor and breathe here. Inhale into any spots of tension as though you were filling a balloon. And as you exhale, feel those spots soften and release just a little bit. Inhale, fill. Exhale, soften. Inhale, fill. Exhale, soften. Taking it a little bit deeper on the breath, taking the stretch a little deeper. Inhale, fill. Exhale, soften. One more big breath in. Exhale and gently release. Now let's take it to the other side. Cross your left ankle over your right knee. Flex your left foot, toes flex back. Lift your right foot off the floor and hug the right knee in toward your chest. Reach your left arm through the space between your legs and take your right arm around the right leg, interlacing your fingers behind your right thigh on the right hamstring. Draw your thigh toward your chest as you use your left elbow to gently nudge the left thigh away from you, hugging that right knee in. Head and shoulders soften into the earth. Breathe here and remember to inhale into any spots of tension as though you were filling a balloon. And as you exhale, feel those spots soften, release, and relax. Inhale, fill. Exhale, soften. Breathe here. A few more deep breaths in and out through the nose. Big breath in. Long breath out. Big inhale. Long exhale. One more big breath in. Exhale all the air out and release. Draw your knees up to your chest and give your knees a squeeze. Give them a well-deserved squeeze. And now place your feet flat on the floor once again, about hip-width distance apart and feet parallel. Your feet should be about 3 inches from your hips, so you should just be able to graze your heels with your fingertips. Reach down and tickle your heels and check that out. Now let's take bridge pose. Pressing your feet down, lift your hips up toward the sky. Really feel the whole sole of the foot rooting down into the ground. So you're feeling the base of your big toe, the base of your pinky toe, and both edges of the heel rooting down into the earth. And as you lift your hips, walk your shoulders and elbows in toward each other and interlace your fingers. Wrap your straight arms down into the floor as you lift your hips up. The lift of the hips really comes from the press of the feet as they root down strongly into the earth. So no need to squeeze your buttocks. Your whole back can be like a hammock. Long inhale through the nose. Long exhale. Big breath in. Press your hips up. Long breath out, releasing and softening your lower back. Inhale. Exhale. Take one more big breath in. And exhale, releasing your shoulders, lowering your hips down vertebra by vertebra. Hug your knees into your chest. And let's take dead bug pose. Hold onto the inner edges of your feet with your hands. So the right hand to the inner edge of the right foot, that's the big toe edge, and the left hand to the inner edge of the left foot. Extend your lower back and your tailbone all the way down into the earth. Feel your whole spine lengthening into the floor as you press the soles of your feet up toward the ceiling, and then counterbalance this by drawing them down with your hands. Feel that dynamic stretch between the pull of your hands and the wide awake press of your feet. Your knees are drawing down toward either side of your torso. And if it's difficult to take the inner edges of your feet, just take the insides of your knees instead. Relax the shoulders down into the ground. Feel your shoulder blades melting into the earth. Let your jaw release. Feel your hips sinking down into the floor. Breathing deeply in and out through the nose. With every exhale, soften a little deeper into the earth. Inhale, exhale, and soften. soles of your feet wide awake. Inhale, exhale, and soften. One more big breath in. Exhale and release. Let's release our dead bug. Hug your knees into your chest. And then let your left leg go straight out along the floor. Hug your right knee in. And let's take hand to big toe pose. Wrap the first two fingers of your right hand around the big toe of your right foot. So that's the pointer finger and the middle finger. On an inhale, begin to straighten the right leg up toward the ceiling as though you were standing tall in reverse. Press out through the heel and pull the toes back toward you, flexing the foot. If this is difficult, modify the posture by taking your ankle or your shin instead of your toe. Keep your head and shoulders on the ground, and you can always intensify the posture by drawing your leg toward your head. And now take that leg open to the right, only as far as it will comfortably go. Remember, suffering is optional. Breathe into your thighs and your hips and your hamstrings. Try not to kick your neighbor. Bring the leg back to center, extend it straight up, and then hug the right knee into the chest. Let's take a spinal twist. Hugging your right knee in, take your knee across your body, twisting from the lower back. Keep your upper body sinking down into the earth. Keep both shoulder blades melting down into the ground. Extend your right arm out along the floor at shoulder height and turn your chin to look over your right shoulder. As you inhale, feel lengthening in your spine. And as you exhale, take the twist a little deeper, knee coming across your body, but only as far as feels comfortable to you. It doesn't matter if your knee touches the floor. Inhale long through the spine and exhale, twist open. Inhale long, exhale, twist. And now one more big breath in. Exhale, twist open. Come on back to center and hug both knees in. This stretches out your back muscles, realigns and lengthens the spine, and hydrates the discs that run between all the vertebrae. Let's take it to the other side. Hug your left knee into your chest and let your right leg go straight out along the floor. Take your left big toe with the first two fingers of your left hand, and on an inhale, begin to straighten the left leg up toward the ceiling, pressing the heel and pulling the toes back toward you, flexing the foot. If this is difficult, modify the posture by taking your ankle or your shin instead. Release the shoulders down into the ground. And remember, you can always intensify the posture by drawing your leg toward your head, but keep letting your shoulder blades drizzle down your back, letting them sink back into the floor. Now take that leg open to the left, just to your own degree. Don't worry about what anyone else is doing. Just work with your own growth edge. Bring the leg back to center and let's take a spinal twist. Hug your left knee into your chest with your right leg extended straight along the floor and take your left knee across your body, twisting from the lower back, keeping your upper body sinking down into the earth. Both shoulder blades on the ground, extend your left arm out along the floor at shoulder height, and turn your chin to look over your left shoulder. As you inhale, feel the lengthening in your spine. As you exhale, taking the twist a little deeper, only as far as feels comfortable to you. Inhale long, exhale twist, inhale long, exhale, twist. Take one more big breath in. Exhale, come on back to center. Hug both knees in. Take the soles of your feet together and rest the outer edges of your feet on the floor. Let your knees splay open away from each other. So it's kind of a reclining butterfly pose. If this isn't comfortable for you, find another comfortable resting posture on your back. Close your eyes. Let your eyeballs sink back into their sockets as though they were pillows. Bring your arms alongside you, palms open toward the sky. Let your shoulders and your jaw relax. And we're going to take a few more sighs here. Inhale and sigh. Ha. Inhale and sigh. Ha. Take a big breath in and a softening breath out. Now let your breath cycle come naturally, each inhale naturally following from the bottom of the exhale. Feel your body just floating on your mat as though you were floating on a river. You're like a river flowing back to a wide ocean, part of something much, much larger than yourself. Let any intrusive thoughts pass overhead like clouds and come back to the sound and the feeling of your in-breath and your out-breath. It's been said that along the way to knowledge, much is accumulated, and along the way to wisdom, much is discarded. Take this time to empty your cup. This time is just for you. Nowhere to go. Nothing to do. Just be here now. Just be and breathe. Now, keeping your eyes closed, gently roll to your right side. Curl up in a fetal position. And with your eyes still closed, gently press yourself up to a comfortable cross-legged position. Rest your hands on your knees and breathe here. Take a moment and now gently, sensitively open your eyes. Big breath in, long breath out. Beautiful work, everybody. Nicely done.